Hello and welcome along to our next short programme where we give some useful tips on communication, assertiveness and self-esteem. I'm Angela Kearns and I'm joined by Molly Gowan. Hello Molly.
Well, hi Angela. Lovely to be back again. This week we're going to discuss the idea of your self-esteem and self-image and how do you improve your self-esteem. And not, you know, let people take you for granted. Or a lot of people don't even have that sense of their own identity. A lot of people know their own faults, but they don't know very much about how good they are at different things. And we all have our talents. So we're going to look at that, is to build up a sense of yourself, really, a positive image of yourself.
Because to sum up self-esteem, self-image, really, it's just the opinion, isn't it, that we have of ourselves?
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's probably not what the opinion other people have of us at all. It's the opinion that we have of ourselves.
Mm. So this idea of it's your personal identity. Now, that is one of the biggest questions for anybody, especially teenagers. It's like, who am I? You know, what am I? I'm original. I'm new. And you know, I remember that in my teen years. I didn't know, who am I? What am I? What am I for? Like, what? And you just have no idea, and it's very important that that's not part of our culture. We were supposed to, you know, put up and shut up, and you'd ask a question, oh, that's the why. You know, you didn't have people didn't have much time for you as such, and there was no such thing as parenting or, you know, just you feed the kids and keep them safe and that's it. There's no idea of a relationship with adults where you could actually discuss things, ask questions, get a bit of praise. Mála na nógar go stúca sí, as they say in Irish, are beautiful. Obviously, people probably know that means praise the child and they'll blossom. And I don't know, there was very short, wasn't much praise around in the old days, but that was the culture. But this is what we're trying to address here. And in terms of mental health and peace of mind and your own sort of stability, it's very important to know who you are. And there are certain ways of developing this. Now, you can go and do courses, and obviously these are brilliant because I've done them and Angela's
so
done a few
I.
And highly recommended, because these are skills that you can learn that you wouldn't normally learn in the course of your everyday living. Angela was saying some very interesting things there about how to build up your self-esteem.
Yeah, there's very simple ways, you know, to build up your... The first thing is, you know, we all know our faults, as you said. We all know that we're not perfect and that we have faults, but it's to look at it in a different way and look at the things that you're good at. No matter what you're good at, it could be cooking, it could be singing, it could be dancing, maybe it's just being a good friend to people, but whatever it is that you're good at, do more of that, because when you do more of that, you're automatically building your self-esteem and your mood. You're improving your mood. Another thing I suppose that I found is it's building positive relationships with people. If there's people in your life that maybe they drain you a little bit or they bring you down, limit the amount of time that you spend with them and spend more time with people that appreciate you and lift you up. Little things like being kind to yourself. You know, talk to yourself the way if you would talk to a friend if there was a problem. You know, we're great to give advice, aren't we, to friends, and we're very sympathetic to friends, but then we're not when it comes to ourselves.
That's that idea of compassion for yourself. Now, we all look at people around us, our friends and nears and dears, who are suffering, and if you break your heart, you know, what about you? Well, you're suffering and your heart is breaking, and who's minding you? You mightn't have anybody.
Exactly.
So it's really important to actually be aware yourself of, if you're having a hard time, don't give yourself a hard time about it. And the other thing that Angela was just saying there, which is very important, is talking about toxic people. And I think that's very important because because of our culture, that we were kind of love everybody, you know, love your neighbour and be kind and generous and that lovely Christian generosity and everything, that can become misinterpreted so badly. Love your neighbour as yourself. It's not ignore yourself and give everything away. You can't do that. You'll have nothing left to give your neighbours unless you mind yourself a small bit. Who else is going to do it? I mean, if you're on your own, a lot of us increasingly are single as we get older, and it's great, independent lifestyle. But if you don't know how to mind yourself and what you can cope with, and it's like, you won't say, oh, I can't handle that that dinner party on Friday night and I really don't want to go, say to yourself, look, you know, it's going to wreck your head. Have a nice early night and watch a few things on telly and mind yourself, and you'll feel so much better after a rest.
You know, another thing I found is if there's somebody in your life that you look up to or admire, or you think that, you know, I like the way their life is, they can do this, well then learn from that, you know, take tips from people that are in your life that have the kind of life that you want and see what you can do to put those into your own
role,
life.
Yes, kind of role model. Or
exactly,
if you think, oh, I wish I was you know, there's some, that person is always so dignified and so gracious, and think, well, okay, well, be like, become, imitate them, you know.
Exactly.
And one of the things we were talking about, Angela and I were talking about, for example, if some people shout a lot, now that's not something I like, and it's not attractive, somebody going around yelling at everybody, and they're usually the bullies. But you can say, no, I don't want to be shouting. I'm not going to shout anymore. I'm going to be a quietly spoken person. And that actually, you become calmer then yourself because you're not shouting. Because if you kind of shout at the earliest opportunity, you're losing control. If somebody shouts at you, you stop listening to them, don't you?
You
know, somebody yelling. And also, we were talking about toxic people, and there used to be saying that there was givers and takers in life. Now that has developed into this concept of narcissists and empaths, which is quite extraordinary labels for this kind of behaviour, givers and takers. Okay, so if you're endlessly giving to everybody else and everybody else around you is taking off you and using you, that's not right. That's not a balance. And you have to, at the end, what we're saying in all of these programmes is you have a right to make mistakes. You have a right to say no. You have a right to be nice to yourself.
Actually, you said there about mistakes, and you know, that's a big thing. People, if their self-esteem is low and if they make a mistake, then they just keep speaking badly to themselves and knocking themselves, and as you said, I'm stupid, I'm this, I'm that. It's just to remember that everybody makes mistakes, and you know, and if you do, just learn from it and move on and take the lesson with you, and hopefully you won't do the same thing again.
Exactly.
You know? And also is to focus on the things that you can change. There's certain things in life we can't change because they're out of our control, but the things that you can change, start off small and do the small things.
One of the things you can change is yourself, you know. And before we go on, the idea of forgiveness. You make a mistake, the hardest person to forgive and the only person you have to forgive is yourself. If you make a mistake, now somebody explained forgiveness to me and it changed my life. Mm-hmm. This lovely priest, he explained it to me in a completely different way than I'd ever heard it before. Forgiving somebody does not mean that what they did or what you did, being an idiot and making a big mistake about something, that doesn't change. The abuse or the pain or the mistake you made is still there, but you forgive as well as that. I thought that was so brilliant. Just like two things, like two slices of a cake. I do forgive that person, but that doesn't make it okay.
It's true.
I love,
you know,
that. It really released. I was able to forgive a lot of stuff that had happened to me, and also to forgive myself. Say, okay, you shouldn't have done that, you big idiot. Now just make sure you don't do it again and move on. And that was wrong and it was bad, and you forgive yourself.
It's funny that because just before we came in to record this, I was speaking out in the office with Marie and we were having this conversation, and I just said to her that the one thing I always said in my life that I would never do is I would never hate anyone. No matter what they did to me, I would never hate them. And, you know, it can be a hard thing, but that's where the forgiveness comes in. Like you said, if somebody does something to you that's really, really bad and they really hurt you, just forgive them. It doesn't mean that what they did is right.
Exactly.
Just forgive them and move on. Exactly. You get on with your life and you let them get on with their life. Because if you don't, you'll be eaten up with bitterness, and that's nothing is worth that. So that's why I said, no matter what anyone would do to me, I'd never hate them, because hate is a horrible thing to have, you know, it really is. Now, let's see, what else is there? Have you anything else there to add, Molly?
We were talking about saying no, which is really the key to a lot of this and how to do it. I wanted to share with you guys remembering myself was this: I'm busy. Mm-hmm. And that's great. The other thing then, if you're a little bit cross, you're perfectly, and this was RuPaul giving tips, the fabulous RuPaul giving tips, saying, that's none of your business.
Well, I know I've said this to you before. one thing that I found in life is that people tend to ask me very personal questions. And you know what? I used to get uncomfortable about it before, but now I just say to myself, and why do you want to know that? And you know, they're sort of, they kind of change then and say, oh no, I was just asking, and
because
they move on.
They know.
Another thing that we spoke about was sometimes when you've got low self-esteem, you find it hard to, you know, to challenge yourself to do things. See, I've always been this thing of feel the fear and do it anyway. So, but we all feel nervous about trying new things, and that could be, you know, whether you want to make new friends and you want to join a group, or you just want to do something that you've never done. Maybe you want to go on a holiday, but you've never been on a plane and you're afraid. But once you overcome that fear, the only way you'll overcome any fear is to just do it.
Exactly.
And then the fear is gone.
Yeah.
And you get this great kind of feeling of achievement, you know. And one other thing we spoke about was comfort zones, because we do tend to stay in our comfort zones and not try new things because it's safe. And one quote that I saw years ago, two actually, I suppose, but that stuck out to me was, one, nothing happens inside your comfort zone, which it doesn't, because nothing changes. And the other one was, ships are safe in harbour, but that's not what ships were built for. And that's not what we were built for either, you know. So I just think little things like that, if you really want to change yourself and you want to join groups or you want to do courses or whatever you want to do, just go and do it. And that's the only way you'll get over the fear of doing it.
Exactly. And just one step at a time, because just something small like that, you know, now with the lockdown, for example, I bumped into some very old friends that I used to be very close to and I'm very fond of, except I hadn't seen them for years. And I said to myself, what are you doing sitting here now being fed up? Why don't you just ring them up and ask them around for a cup of coffee or a drink? Because the restrictions are, but we're all a bit paralysed from the restrictions. Now I could be, I don't know whether they want to see me, I don't know, I could be rejected. I suppose that's what we're afraid of. Mm-hmm. But I need to pluck up the courage and just go and do that. And I will feel so much better if they say no, it doesn't matter, that's fine. But if they say yes, sure, I'll be great. You know, so it's like pushing out of your comfort zone, but then you kind of get this sense of expansion, mm-hmm. and a sense of you've learned something new about yourself, that you were able to cope with something different. That's called change. That's when you feel you're changing, and you're changing in a positive way, because you're being kind to yourself. And the things that would have seemed like enormous challenge, say 6 months ago, I'm grand now, I'm good as gold. Like learning to drive, for instance, now, mm-hmm. a lot of people are terrified. I was terrified of learning to drive. Were you?
I never did learn to drive, Molly, for the simple reason that I was terrified. That's the one thing I never got over. I never did manage to move back from that.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I've done other things, Molly. I spent a week in the jungle, even though I'm terrified of bugs and spiders. I've done lots of
amazing
things, but I never learned to drive.
But that's just an example for, knowing you, my dear, you would have learned to drive. If you needed to learn to drive, you'd have been driving an ambulance in 2 minutes. I can imagine you.
Because of living in the town. Would have, but I never had to.
But you need, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I never really had to.
Exactly, exactly. Mm.
So there you go. So I think we'll leave it there, Molly, for this week. And what we'll do is we'll continue this again with more tips and useful things maybe that people can use next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we hope that these tips that we're giving you and these ideas, that we hope you're finding them useful. And if you are, and if you'd like to contact Molly, you can always contact us here at the station and we'll put you in touch with Molly. You can also contact me here at the station if you'd like to know any more as well. So
okay,
we'll leave it there, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
Goodbye now.